takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
What's wrong, Mommy?
People are upset about some things, Doc.
Why are they yelling?
They want attention. They're trying to get attention so that people will listen to them.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. And who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
When we stand here today, it is not enough to simply be for peace. We have to be for social justice. The fact is that right now, even as we are talking, people are being murdered by U.S. imperialism throughout the Middle East and throughout the world.
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S.
Approach the microphone in this land of jokes. Can't leave it alone, cause you know I can see right through corrupt plans in these digital scams and untruths. We living in a maze, different days and times. The world is a stage, most truth is a lie. In this propaganda matrix, the sheep just die. For these murderous conservatives with corporate ties, deny knowledge of the truth, ignoring the poor. They just human ammunition for these capital wars. Just human ammunition and collateral deep. That's why millions of us holler, rising up in the streets. And when you see me, understand I'm representing a voice the majority would feel if ever given a choice. I don't need to see the media. And they wars. No, it ain't Drew Carey, Dennis Miller, or Starz, Fox News, Mike Savage, Bruce Willis, or Rush. Won't be MSNBC, CNN, or a Bush. Never Toby Keith, Hannity, O'Reilly, or Clint. Ain't Clear Channel. No, they ain't supporting dissent. Never Blair, Kid Rock, or Tom Cruise, or Vows, or James Woods, Rob Lowe, Tom Selleck, or Powell. Not Arnold Schwarzenegger. He ain't gonna shoot a Ted Nugent, cause in war, targets got weapons too. Ain't Cheney, Rumsfeld, Halliburton, or Ridge. Yeah, ain't Kid Rock, or Tom Cruise, the Vows, the James Woods, Rob Lowe, Tom Selleck, or Powell. Not Arnold Schwarzenegger. He ain't gonna shoot a Ted Nugent, cause in war, targets got weapons too. Ain't Cheney, Rumsfeld, Halliburton, or Ridge. I am Cole, Tora, Joseph, Lieberman, or the Rich. They just make laws. When it come to fighting, we the ones that end up in gold. So when you say
welcome, murderer, welcome, no welcome.
Even if he got his jumpsuit on.
You are listening live on the Republic Broadcast Network to the Lone Lantern Radio Show. I am your host and founder of the Lone Lantern Society, Gary Franchi. Welcome. Our chat room is open, so head on in there, lonelantern.org/chat.html. Get in there, network, talk with the people, share information, ideas, get active, get involved. That's what we're about here at the Lone Lantern Society. We're going to run down some top stories for you today. We're going to talk about the darling errand boy of the New World Order. We're also going to talk about the doctor alleging plans to microchip newborns in the United States, airstrikes in Somalia, the 9/11 probe that the ballot initiative in Burlington is going to go to voters. We'll talk about that. Dallas-based food chain to accept Mexican pesos. Interesting. And the Dems sweeten the powers of the police state. So, on the other side...
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore.
Our okay, we are
totally
back.
Control.
We are back.
Do you believe? Do you believe
we are on
do you believe me?
The
That's
flip
what it's
side
down to. Do you believe
break?
Your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money?
We are back. We are.
Is that what this is lining up?
Back on the flip side of the break. Thank you for sticking around. Let's see. We're going to jump right in with both feet tonight. We've got a lot to cover. First, I want to say the Burlington 9/11 Truth Group, way to go, guys. You got the ballot initiative. You got it going. You got the votes. You got it on the ballot. It's going to go up in front of the people. And, you know, this is a landmark time for the 9/11 truth movement, and it needs to be duplicated in every state where ballot initiatives are allowed. Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Florida, Idaho, Illinois, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Dakota, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming. I said it fast, but if you know your state, you heard it. So find out ballot initiatives, 9/11 probe, It says here, Burlington voters on town meeting day will be the first in the country to vote yes or no on reopening the investigation into what happened on September 11th, 2001. A local group had gathered 1,240 of the approximately 1,350 signatures that were required to put the question on the ballot. Way to go, guys. You guys are awesome, and it is a template to be followed in the 9/11 Truth Movement. Ballot initiatives. Go for it. I also want to talk about what else we got on the agenda. We're going to talk about the darling errand boy of the New World Order, Lou Dobbs, yesterday. Airstrikes in Somalia, the war on terror widens. Doctor alleges plans to... The plans are underway to microchip newborns in the United States and Europe. A doctor killed said that the U.S. has been moving in this direction in secrecy for quite some time. This is out of the Canadian paper. Implanted human beings can be followed anywhere. Their brain functions can be remotely monitored by supercomputers and even altered through the changing of frequencies. Isn't that nice? That's what the New World Order has in plan for you. But you're not going to take it. You're not going to take the mark. You're not going to take the microchip. You're not going to take the real ID. This is a new America, the American century of the people, and not of the neocon terrorists in office. Dallas-based food chain is going to be accepting Mexican pesos. The Dallas Morning News reported that patrons of the Dallas-based Pizza Patron chain, which caters heavily to Latinos, will be available to purchase American pizzas with Mexican pesos starting Monday. Yes, so if you want to buy a pizza in Dallas at the Pizza Patron chain, bring your pesos. They will be accepted. They are also still accepting the American dollar, so... this looks like it's a first on this side of the border. I'm not aware of any other franchises allowing pesos. So this looks like perhaps one more step in the direction of the merging of the currencies into the Amero. Democrats beefing up the police state with the 9/11 Commission bill. That is on the record here. House Resolution 1 contains welcome provisions, including a redress of grievance process for passengers unfairly delayed or refusing boarding flights, and recommitment to the Geneva Conventions. But it's largely a nightmare for opponents of big government in that it vastly increases funding and scope for Homeland Security, FEMA, and further federalizes law enforcement. This came from Paul Joseph Watson at Prison Planet. Thank you, Paul. Some of the points in the 9/11 Commission report that has been widely debunked by researchers and whistleblowers. Their recommendations that Homeland Security checkpoints be set up on American roads and highways, mandated biometric iris and finger scanning systems for all Americans, expansion of no-fly and watch lists, increased special screening of passengers at airports, federal takeover of publicly owned communication systems, increased government surveillance of Americans' financial records and activities, and the list goes on. These people do not stop. They just keep taking power, and they keep taking provisions from the people. This is disgusting. This is Nazi Germany. And America, you need to get up. You need to stand up. You need to stop this. You need to stop it right now. Okay? Let's see what else we've got here. I don't know if anyone heard about Lou Dobbs. Can we hear that clip? Clip zero.
And jobs cost American sovereignty, but it would fulfill the president's father's vision. Bill Tucker reports.
It's not a new idea. President Bush talked about it back in 1991.
It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause.
Now, former United States Trade Ambassador Robert Zoellick is talking about it again with renewed vigor. This time, a new world order with business at the helm of trade and economic policy, advocating what he calls the Association of American Free Trade Agreements, a separate non-government entity which would include North, Central, and South America.
What Zolik is really proposing here is a stealth trade agenda. It's not a national agenda. He's proposing to set up what's essentially a private organization to try to achieve what he couldn't get done when he was the U.S. Trade Representative. And this is a business agenda.
It's an agenda that goes hand in hand with the United States, Mexico, and Canada, working quietly and behind the scenes to promote a common market with common deregulation for the benefit of multinational corporations. It's an agenda that so far has resulted in an increase in U.S. corporate profits of 45%, while wages of American workers have risen only 3% in the last 5 years.
The main danger raised by Zolik's proposals is that the future of American international economic policy, which affects not only our nation's prosperity, but its national security, will be set not by the American people and their elected representatives, but by a small corporate elite that is accountable to no one but itself.
Effectively surrendering the sovereignty of the United States.
And as justification for trusting those who would have the authority, the argument is made that free trade promotes democracy and the welfare of the people. But, Lou, one has to look no further than China to see whether that, in fact, is true.
You know, talking about Zolik's proposal, it's not Zolik's proposal. It's Daddy's proposal. And people better understand that they mean exactly what they're saying. It's a new world order they're trying to create, and they're trying to do so not only without approval or consent of the governed in this country, but despite the popular will. This is a straightforward assault by the elitists in this country.
You know, this is on CNN. They are broadcasting this on CNN. They are announcing this new conglomeration of states, countries, nations coming together in this trade agreement. It is treasonous, and Mr. Zolik needs to be tried for treason. Zolik is the darling errand boy of the New World Order. You know, Zolik has let's give a bio on this guy. He was the 13th U.S. Trade Representative. He completed negotiations to bring China and Taiwan to the World Trade Organization, completed and enacted free trade agreements with Singapore, Chile, Austria, Morocco, worked with Congress to enact the Jordan FTA and the Vietnam Trade Agreement, worked with Congress to pass Trade Act of 2002, which includes new trade promotion authority. Mr. Zolik was a lead State Department official in the negotiations of North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. Great. That's we got to shut that down immediately. In August 92, Zolik was appointed White House Deputy Chief of Staff and Assistant to the President, and he also took lead in negotiating the Central American Free Trade Agreement. This guy is a traitor to the country. He is a traitor. He needs to be tried and, well, done away with constitutionally. He also served as a board member of public and private organizations, Alliance Capital, Goldman Sachs, Council on Foreign Relations, and he was also a consultant for Enron. Wow, we know what happened to them. He's also a signer of the Project for a New American Century. And listen to this. He also said in Foreign Affairs that he is for promoting Roosevelt's and Wilson's visions of an international order. This guy is all about the New World Order. While Zolik failed to seal a free trade agreement of the Americas during his tenure as U.S. Trade Representative, he won respect among the corporate community for his role in gaining bipartisan support for George W. Bush's request for a trade promotion authority. What is that? It's also known as the fast-tracked authority because it reduces the role of congressional and public review of new free trade pacts. This guy is purposely supporting acts that reduce congressional oversight and public review. This guy is working for the corporations. He's not working for the people. Who is this? Get rid of this guy. Oh man, I am so sick. The call in number, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. The famous quote is, "Democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch." Liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote. Get the answer right, who said it, and you will get a free Lone Lantern Special Edition America Freedom to Fascism DVD. I will repeat the quote again. Democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch. Liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote. 1-800-313-9443. The winner gets a free DVD.
It does not matter whether the war is actually happening. And since no decisive victory is possible, it does not matter whether the war is going well or badly. All that is needed is that a...
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The social atmosphere is that of a besieged city, where the possession of a lump of horseflesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty.
All right, we are back. It is the flip side of the break. Just spending some time in the chat room here, lonelantern.org/chat.html. You can post messages, links, say hello to everybody. Network, great, great tool. We've got the famous quote is, democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch. Liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote. Get the answer right, and you will win a free Lone Lantern Special Edition DVD of America Freedom to Fascism. 1-800-313-9443. Looks like we don't have a winner yet. 1-800-313-9443. Operation Triple Threat is coming soon. We have a Lone Lantern combo DVD with 9/11 Mysteries, Freedom to Fascism. We're going to be passing out about 2,000 here in Chicago. And we want you to participate in your city or town. So you can email us at triplethreat@lonelantern.org. The BitTorrent link is up. You can download the entire DVD for free and burn it yourself. Later in the show, we've got Eric Williams, the co-director of 9/11 Accountability Strategies and Solution Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. He's also the author of 6 books, including his most recent, The Puzzle of Fascism. He's also the founder of WhatReallyIsTheMatrix.com. We're going to have him later in the show. I also wanted to let you know that America Freedom to Fascism will be on Chicago Access Television on January 20th, Channel 19, on Boise Edwards' show, You Have the Power. Also on January 20th, an afternoon of truth with Webster Tarpley at the Friends Meeting House, 141 Central Avenue, Dover, New Hampshire. The noted author Webster Tarpley will be making a special presentation examining the current political party realignment that is taking place in America and whether this transition will take us toward a new progressive phase or a more fascist and draconian society. So, if you're in New Hampshire, get out there. It's going to start at 1 o'clock and go to 5:30 p.m. January 20th, Webster Tarpley. Again, the address is 141 Central Avenue, Dover, New Hampshire, at the Friends Meeting House. You know, I want to go back to that clip. Can we play clip 2? Manny, are you there? Can you play clip 2?
It is a big...
Now former United States Trade Ambassador Robert Zoellick is talking about it again with renewed vigor. This time, a new world order with business at the helm of trade and economic policy, advocating what he calls the Association of American Free Trade Agreements, a separate non-government entity which would include North, Central, and South America.
Mr. Zoellick. The criminal. Thank you, Mr. Zoellick, for doing that for the corporations, allowing more of the factories and the manufacturing base of this country to go all the way across the border down to, now they can go to South America. That's what you really want. I mean, you want these corporations to have the reach and to exploit the workers in those nations? I mean, that's what you want? You're a sick man, Mr. Zoellick. You are a sick man. And I'm looking at your picture right now. You just look like I don't even want to say it. I'm just so disgusted just looking at your face. Now, let's play clip 4. You got clip 4 for us, Manny. Clip 4. We got clip 4?
It's an agenda that so far has resulted in an increase in U.S. corporate profits of 45%, while wages of American workers have risen only 3% in the last 5 years.
The wages of American workers have risen not in proportion to the way the corporate profits are. Looks like we got a winner. Richie in Louisiana, are you on the line? Richie.
Yes, I am. Who's this, Gary?
This is Gary.
Gary, first-time caller, first-time hearing your show. I'm certainly no stranger to the RBN network, though. And, I'm curious about who you guys are and what are you about?
The Lone Lantern Society. Well, do you have the answer to the question, first of all?
Yes, I do. It was Benjamin Franklin.
You are correct. We're going to send you a free Lone Lantern
Great,
Society
thank you.
Special Edition DVD. The Lone Lantern Society, we're headquartered in Chicago. We have chapters across the country. And what we're doing is we're creating groups and networks of people that are empowering individuals with the truth, giving the answer to the question, what can I do? That so often is raised. What can I do? Well, you know what? You need to find like-minded individuals. You need to hit the streets with DVDs. You need to pass out information and create safe havens for thought and conversation. So often when we go out into the world and we share these ideas, we can be threatened by people. They'll call us names, conspiracy theorists or whatever. So we want to create these environments where in your local town, whether it be a coffee shop, whether it be a library, whether it be a someone's home, a living room, where you can have these communications, you can talk about actions, in a safe place. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to.
And then what do? I call my congressman?
Well, that's what you do. When you get to these groups, you find out exactly what you talk to other people, and you put your heads together. You come up with solutions, whether it's calling your congressman, fax campaigns, copying DVDs, hitting the streets, spreading the message, getting more people together. That's what it's going to take.
Can I hang over to discuss this further with you?
We've actually got a caller coming in, but we can do what we can.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water, in short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
This is our way of trying to media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government
radio.
We love our country.
Welcome back to the show. We are on the flip side of the break. We do have Eric Williams on the line. But we're going to check back with Richie real quick. Richie, what have you got to say?
Well, I've been calling my congressman for close to 10 years now, and I used to live in Los Angeles back in 86 and could see this incursion, specifically on illegal immigration, just for an example. And this was, to anybody with two eyes could see what was happening way back then. An amnesty was granted for in 86 that allowed 3 million to come in, and the deal was that we weren't going to let this happen again. Okay, we didn't have our borders secured. There was nothing we could do. We'll let this pass. Here it is, almost 20 years later, they're about to let in another 20 million illegal aliens, which will then allow who knows how many of their family members. And so the protests fall on deaf ears. Our representatives no longer represent us, and they're
we
out
have to get,
for,
you know what? We got to get in office. You got to get in office.
Then I will be corrupted. Did you ever see that movie, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington?
As a matter of fact, no, I've never seen it.
You
I've
should watch that movie.
It. Well, you know what? If you think you'll be corrupted, then I'm sorry, but you it's only going to take people like you and me to get there and to make change happen.
Let me ask you this: Are you any particular political or religious philosophy behind your movement?
You know what? I just stand for America and the Constitution, my friend.
So,
I'm a Christian.
Okay. So you believe in prophetic scripture prophecy?
I have a firm understanding of what the prophecies say and how and we're leading in our time. Absolutely.
And the new world order, I guess you could just, you know, you could substitute beast of Revelation and the Antichrist and the false mm-hmm. prophet, et cetera. And I know this sounds like defeatism you know, throwing in the towel, but I honestly believe your government is not the answer. And this is we've gone far beyond.
Well, no, the government's not the answer. Richie.
Yeah, we've gone far beyond.
The answer is you. And look, we got to move on.
Okay.
We got Eric on the line. We've got Bill, Brian, and Therese also on the line. Eric, I want to talk to you about the 9/11 Accountability Conference. What's going on? What are we going to do? What are we going to experience? When is it? Talk to us.
The 9/11 Accountability Strategies and Solutions Conference is taking the evidence of 9/11 one step further and demanding accountability. There is an obvious conspiracy behind 9/11, and no one has been held accountable. So we're holding this 9/11 Accountability Conference in Chandler, Arizona, February 23rd to the 25th, and you can check out more information at 911accountability.org. You can see our list of speakers, what our tentative schedule is, and what our plan is to really put all these ideas together and give the tools necessary to take the country back. Like you mentioned earlier, we're running for get the people involved in Congress, get into Congress. You mentioned earlier the Vermont Initiative. Peter is going to be down there with us. And, you know, like you mentioned at the beginning of this program, you know, if everyone was doing this, it would really, really stir things up in Washington. And so, like, Vermont is like throwing a stone, and there are ripples. But if every state threw a stone, there would be a wave. I strongly believe that, and that's our mission for the 9/11 Accountability Conference.
You know, what those guys did with that ballot initiative?
Yes.
This is landmark. This is like you said, the beginning of that ripple. And what
mm-hmm.
we need to do, especially at this conference, we need to put our heads together. We need to figure out exactly who from what state is going to start initiating these things.
Right.
And if we need to have a list of what it takes to get the ballot, to get the initiative process started in that person's state.
Right. Yes, we're going to have lawyers down there. We're going to have the ACLU represented down there, and we're going to have, of course, the people with the evidence, and also people, you know, like Peter from the Vermont Initiative to show how it works and give the tools back to the people.
Well, you know what? He's my hero. This guy Zolik, he's on my short list of of New World Order cronies that
right.
be taken care of. But you know what you're doing out there, putting these conferences together. You know, bringing the people together on a scale such as this, it is so important, especially at the beginning of the year. This is 2007.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a whole year ahead of us, and we got to start planning now. We got to start getting the people together. We got to start putting our heads together. We got to start acting. We've got a thing going on. We're calling it Operation Triple Threat, and we've got a custom-made DVD with three movies on it. 9/11 Mysteries and America, Freedom to Fascism are just two of them. We put the DVD up online so people can download it, and then we want people to go out into their towns and start, you know, burning the copies from their home computers, and then go out and start passing them out, everyone on the same day. We've got our goal here in Chicago is to get about 2,000 handed out in one day.
Great.
But I'd like to see that duplicated across the country. And, you know, it's actions like this. I mean, there are still people that are so fast asleep that we need to still wake up. I mean, there's different stages of this whole process. And you and I are obviously much further along in our awareness. We're past the awakening point. We're now at the action point.
Right.
But we still want to – there are still people that are being educated. There are still people that are learning. And so, I mean, one of the things that the Lone Lantern Society is there for is to serve as a safety net for people when they become aware of this information. We want to be there to help them stand up when they fall to the ground with this truth.
Right.
And, Eric, now you've written a book called – what is the book called? It's Puzzle of Fascism?
Mm-hmm. That involved 6 months of my own time and money in not in Nazi Germany, but in Germany in 2004 and 2005. And I hired a translator. We went to the library. We pulled out archives, and I've compared what happened. You know, everyone says Nazi Germany is happening in America. I actually prove it in my book, The Puzzle of Fascism. And you talk about this Robert Zolick. I cover in Chapter 9, I believe, about the corporate control and how it is a tool for fascist agendas and how this New World Order is moving forward. And, you know, you mentioned, the Benjamin Franklin quote. I've got a quote for you. We are fighting for our most valuable possession, freedom. We are fighting for our lands and our skies. We are fighting so our children will not be slaves to foreign rulers. That was printed in a German newspaper in 1939. It's the same thing that's happening, you know, in the news today.
Oh, wow. We need to stop it. We need to nip it in the bud right now.
Absolutely.
I want Manny to play the Manny, can you play clip 7? No, I'm sorry. Can you play clip 8 for me, please?
And this is a straightforward assault by the elitists in this country.
The straightforward assault.
Yeah.
The straightforward assault. That's what I mean. That is what's happening. Lou Dobbs said it on CNN.
Yes.
This cannot be any closer to the face of the American people. if we wait any longer, it's gonna be too late.
Yeah.
And like our caller earlier, you know, he says he's been watching this go on for 20 years. Well, 20 years ago, we didn't have the availability to mass-produce DVDs. 20 years ago, we didn't have radio shows like this. 20 years ago, we did not have the information technology at our fingertips. Now we do. Now we can become the media. Now we can spread the message faster and faster and faster than they ever could imagine it. So
I agree. I totally agree.
That's one of the differences.
Yeah, and in my book, so many people cover just the evidence, and I'm one of the first people to show what's wrong and then suggest, you know, valid points to take back this country. So I really recommend people getting a hold of The Puzzle of Fascism. And you can get ordering information at my website, whatreallyisthematrix.com.
Well, I encourage everyone out there, get the book, Puzzle of Fascism, at whatreallyisthematrix.com. Can you tell us some more about the conference? Who's going to be there? How many days is it? Where exactly is it?
It's 2.5 days, half a day on Friday, February 23rd, all day Saturday, February 23rd, or 24th, and all day February 25th. It's in Chandler, Arizona, a suburb of Phoenix. We've got included Kevin Barrett. We've got Bob Bowman. We've got Carol Brulé, Ed Haas. We've got the guys from Loose Change. We've got Stephen E. Jones, Barbara Honegger, Maria Heller, Jeanette McKinley, Jim Mars, Peter Phillips, Peter Dale Scott, yourself, Elizabeth De La Vega. We've got two guys from the Iraqi Veterans Against the War Deployed. We've got all kinds of people. More information can be found at 911accountability.org. Come in and register. We've got some great early bird specials, and we're going to have giveaways. We're going to have raffles. We're going to have a lot of vendors down there, so come down, get educated, and take back your country. 911accountability.org.
Wow. That's a lineup, Eric.
Yeah, it is.
Those are the heavy hitters. Making change and informing the people, my hat's off to you. When we put together the Chicago conference, I know what it takes to put that together. And I'm looking forward to coming down there. I'm really looking forward to getting to Phoenix and participating, just engaging with the people and putting our heads together, coming up with these strategies like these ballot initiatives, mass DVD distributions, 911DVDproject.com.
Yes, Tom Tweeden.
Yeah, Tom Tweeden out there.
He's going to be down there,
Yeah, he's got an excellent system. If you need DVDs, Tom can get them out to you. Just support his efforts. Send him some money. I mean, these things cost money. If you want to see these Patriots move forward, they've got books, they've got DVDs, and they've got mouths to feed too. So, some people might argue that they're Patriots for profit, but I have to disagree. I think that when people put their heart and soul into this, and we need to give back to these people and support them by any means necessary.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else have we got going on? Who's helping you with this? How many heads are coming together?
We do have a core group of the three of us: Jeanette McKinley, myself, and Kent Knudsen from 9/11 for Arizona Truth, and we've got a whole system of other people that have been helping, like Maria Heller, Reagan. We've got a whole bunch of people that have really stood up and helped us with this. And it's a lot of work, but it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. We are moving forward. The evidence is one thing, but accountability is another. And no one has, we're starting to now actually call for the accountability. And we're going to have workshops. We're going to have keynote speakers. We're going to have a lot of panels to really get the information and put our heads together and think this through. The 9/11 movement is so diverse with all their theories and different objectives, but we want to put those aside. Unite. 9/11 was an inside job. This is what we're going to do about it.
Wow, Eric. We got a couple callers on the line. We've got Brian. Do you have a comment for Eric or a question?
Hey, Gary, what up? This is Brian from Chicago Lone Lantern.
How are you, Brian?
I'm doing well, sir.
Are you planning? You got a question or a comment for Eric?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to commend Eric on his action, and I was listening to his plan for the Phoenix conference, and that sounds right on the money.
Thank you.
Yeah, way to go. That's the phase I'm starting to enter right now. I feel like there's kind of a few phases in the waking up process. You start off kind of a shock, and you don't know what's going on, and then there's kind of the research phase. You figure out what you believe is really true and what you want to relate to other people. And then is the action phase. And it sounds like you're well into the action phase there. And, Gary, I know you are. And I think my action phase is just recently started, probably within the past month, and I'm ready to really start getting mobilized and doing stuff. So that's my comment for Eric. I don't really have a question or anything.
Yeah, well, welcome on board. We welcome you.
Yeah. It's good to be here. I just wanted to mention the United for Peace and Justice is having a big rally in D.C. on the 27th.
Oh, that's right.
Get down to that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I got my plane ticket. I'm headed down there, me and my girl, and I'm trying to get some other people to go. And, it's a leftist movement, the anti-war kind of thing, but
well, we got to get those people on board with 9/11 Truth. They've got passion, they've got drive, and there's nothing wrong with what they're doing. But they need to be aware that 9/11 is the linchpin for the whole problem here.
Yeah, absolutely,
exactly.
You deconstruct 9/11, everything else falls apart.
Hey, right on. That's what Tarpley has been harping on lately, and I think it's so true, you know. But I think the way to go about it is to work with them and, you know, almost infiltrate them in a way, you know. Like, we have common goals.
Sure.
You know, we have common goals. We should work towards the same thing, but we should also make them privy to this information that they might not be so open to. And I think the way that we do that is by showing them that, you know, we're willing to go out to their events and help them out and, you know, speak to them rationally about our ideas and not get all up in their face, you know.
Yeah, you go out there, support their cause. They've got a meaningful cause. And while you're there, bring a couple DVDs with you. Stick them in your back pocket.
Dude, I'm going to bring more than a couple, okay? I'm going to bring a backpack full. So this is going to be a Lone Lantern Chicago detachment down there. And
we'll represent Chicago, represent the Lanterns, Brian.
Yeah. We'll talk about it at the meeting this Saturday. I want to try to get more people to come down. But, you know, I understand it's expensive, you know. People got to work and stuff like that. But the good thing about it is, you know, United for Truth and Justice is planning this demonstration, but they're also organizing meetings and lobbying sessions with members of the House and members of the Senate for the Monday, you know, Monday the 29th. So I want to try to get something set up with Gutierrez, Luis Gutierrez, who's our congressman for Chicago here, and, you know, give him a presentation, you know.
Brian, we're coming up on a break right now, and we've got Therese on the line. Jeanette McKinley from California is also on the line. So we're going to be going to break shortly, and we're going to pick this up on the other side with Eric Williams. Therese in Illinois and Jeanette McKinley in California. Just see you on the flip side.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights
featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we are back. We are live. We are at the tail end of the show. And we got Terrace in Illinois. Talk to me. We've only got a few minutes, so make it quick, my friend.
Yeah, I have a question. You know, I heard about something. It said something about TV. Your show on TV too?
Yeah, America: Freedom to Fascism will be on Chicago Access Television.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller to your show. But what is? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
The movie America: Freedom to Fascism is about.
No, about the TV, about your. Your TV shows.
Oh, the TV, Lone Lantern Television, we're going to have our own show coming up in the next few months or so. But the Boise Edwards show, they're going to be broadcasting the actual full film, America.
How do you get the television? How do you get the TV? Can you get from the internet? Can you listen to it live from the internet? Or
no, not on the internet. It's only going to be on cable access television channel 19. You have to submit your tapes in a specific format to get them on the air. By a certain date, and you have to be a producer and all that.
So,
but, thanks for calling. We've got to move on. Jeanette McKinley, California. Hello,
yes.
Jeanette.
Hi, I'm here. I just wanted to make a comment about the word accountability. And I'm one of the organizers of the conference. I'm a survivor who fought. I was living across the street from the World Trade Center, but I got involved with the movement because the 9/11 Commission did not have accountability. And so even when you talk to people that go along with the official story, they can agree that there's no accountability. So I see gathering behind accountability as a real way to unify everybody. Because are you here?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. Anyway,
I'm all ears.
When you start, I bring up 9/11 accountability to people. They immediately start talking about, well, they're not accountable for this either. Well, what about this? What about that? Almost everybody in the whole country, no matter what side of the 9/11 question you on, are mad about this accountability thing. It's not just 9/11. So I'm saying that accountability is something that everybody in the whole country can get behind. And that's why I like transferring to that word.
I think that word holds so much power. And you're right. These politicians, if they violate the oaths of office, they need to be held accountable. They need to be they need to be tried for whatever it is that they're violating. They need to be removed from office, their pensions taken away, thrown in jail, whatever it takes for the other politicians to fall in line.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
Yes,
these people need to be held accountable to the people.
Anyway, and I really applaud Eric for all of his efforts. And one good thing about his book, The Puzzle of Fascism, in the back, he really outlines, you know, like a plan. He gives you tools, saying, you know, he suggests things that you can do. And I think that's really the most important thing, because if you don't give people suggestions on what to do, you just end up with a lot of angry, frustrated people. So
Right. Anyway,
that's what we're trying
We're going to come up with the solutions for that accountability.
Yeah. Anyway,
Jeanette,
and thanks for
your
help.
I remember your book. You showed it to me in Chicago. Dramatic photographs from your apartment window. I will never forget those images that I saw. You will never forget those images. You were there. I want to thank you for all your hard work putting the conference together. And Eric, as well, thank you for calling in. This is Gary Franchi.